Hello and welcome to another edition of TLC Out There, which I hope serves as a brief blessing to help you follow our Lord Jesus this week. The TLC stands for Trinity Lutheran Church in Richland Township, Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, and I'm Pastor Tony Schnapp. If we're looking to the scriptures for some help during a time when there's so much division and when racial injustice is in the headlines, look no further than the letter to the Galatians, where St. Paul writes the following. For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? We're all equal in God's eyes, his beloved children, brothers and sisters. Enough said, and St. Paul can drop the mic. If only it were that simple. St. Paul's words are so good and so holy that actually living according to these good words as a community of people, well, that's another matter. 400 years after us white Europeans arrived on this continent, and more than 150 years after slavery was abolished, we are still struggling with racial injustice. Decades after the civil rights movement, racism manifests itself, sometimes in bold, outspoken, blatantly offensive ways that are hard to miss, and sometimes in very subtle, systemic ways which continue to divide us and limit opportunities for people of color. This subtle type of racism is sometimes harder to spot, and most certainly harder to undo. We can only begin to understand systemic racism if we're able to see the historical and economic factors which have brought us to where we are. Although we may have made some progress over the years, recent events reveal to us that we still have a way to go. The first step to recovering from a problem is admitting that there is one. Thanks for listening. God is with you out there. He loved you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and love your neighbors, all of them.